Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We are talking about 4th of July at Ferry Farm this morning, and it is going to be a big day. Dave Marock and Allison Burgess here this morning from the George Washington Foundation. Good morning to both of you. Good to have you here. Always, every year we preview 4th of July, but it's Allison, it's a little bigger this year. It's a lot bigger.
Yeah, so we are commemorating the 250th anniversary of the founding of our country, and what better place to do it than a place with a lot of revolutionary history, where George Washington grew up at Ferry Farm. So we have a lot planned. It's a big event, and we are so excited to be hosting it on this very momentous occasion.
Every year I say, there's no better place to be on 4th of July, but boy, that really, like you say, stands true this year on the 250th and everything.
Yeah, it's a once-in-a-lifetime situation. A lot of people have memories of the big bicentennial in 1976. So this is kind of our opportunity to make history and commemorate such a special occasion for the 250th. So we're excited to be a part of it. We're excited to host our community in the region and just have a really great time at Ferry Farm.
Just the other day, Dave, because you and I would fall into this. The other day I realized, because the whole thing was somebody wrote an article of, I know I'm old because I remember
right,
1976,
right,
and I thought, well, I do
right.
too.
Yeah, no. The craziest thing is all the physical improvements the national parks went through. They paved Yorktown. It was all dirt roads when I was a
really?
Kid.
Really?
And boys loved to drive on that. And they paved it, and every boy with a hot rod was very sad.
Wow. Yeah, see, I was not out here then, but 1976 was, I still have all kinds of, I remember Time Magazine did this special copy of where they made it as though it was, they had put a Time Magazine together for, you know, on July 4th and all of that. And the bicentennial was just so momentous.
It was just huge. And so, and it's, people talk about, I still have people come up and talk to me about the tall ships at the bicentennial and how majestic they looked. And they went up the entire East Coast and all kinds of crazy, crazy programming that was super fun.
Well, and you think about things that have changed since. And boy, to have it just matches to have Ferry Farm such as the center of this, and how having the house there and all the archaeology and all the discoveries and the things that have been added to the Ferry Farm site. Just in the last few years, you know, all leading up to this 250th.
And the planning of this has been ongoing for quite a while. I mean, we met with Stafford like 3 or 4 years ago and, you know, talked about sort of what we could do to help sort of make the day special. And then Fredericksburg also had that conversation. And so with their help, we've put up quite an all-star lineup, let's just say.
Mm-hmm. Well, and again, I remember you two a few years ago coming in and talking about how you'd, and I just kind of thought, well, yeah, it's 4th of July, of course it'll be big. But it's been really the past 6 months, I think, that I've started to see this is going to be out of the ordinary.
Yeah, and I think that especially in the kind of world we're in now, it's really important to us to not only commemorate, you know, the signing of the Declaration of Independence, the creation of our country, but also everything that comes along with being American. So telling all the stories. So we're including the Potawatomis in our event. We're also telling the story of free and enslaved Black Americans. So telling not only the story of the colonists that came over from England and created this new country, but also all the other stories of people that inhabit the land and are also American.
It is 10 to 4, Americana, 4th of July at Ferry Farm, and it's a 10, from 10 to 4, which is what you usually do.
Mm-hmm.
But and we're going to get into all the specifics in just a second, but it's going to be just, it sounds like Allison, and just with the number of people and things and everything going on, it's just going to be a lot. It's going to be a lot bigger than you usually see on 4th of July at Ferry Farm.
Yeah, we have a lot of new community partners coming in, a lot of other organizations coming to celebrate with us from the region, from the community, Fredericksburg, Stafford, and beyond. So we're really excited to have this all-inclusive event. Everything's going to be at Ferry Farm for 4th of July.
We're going to take a quick break and come back and jump into all that. Kenmore.org is a website that has information on 4th of July, but also a lot of other things that we will also mention. This is a busy time. This is it's going to be a busy summer at Ferry Farm. Already is busy, and we'll get much more around 4th of July. Quick break. Allison and Dave here this morning from the George Washington Foundation. We will continue on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. Here's your host, Ted Schubel.
4th of July at Ferry Farm this morning with Allison Burgess and Dave Maraca from the George Washington Foundation. Kenmore.org for all kinds of information on what is going on at both Kenmore and at Ferry Farm. But 4th of July is the big thing, and you've got... Alice, you've got papers and papers and papers. I feel like we're not even going to get through it all.
I know. There's so much going on. I have a huge list. I probably wasted a whole lot of paper and ink printing all this out. But there's so much going on that it's hard to remember everything.
So as somebody who puts all this together and lives and breathes this, is there something that you personally are really excited about?
That's a hard question. I think I'm torn between having different interpreters, different living historians at our site, the musical acts, and also just bringing all the museums and other cultural institutions together at one event for this special occasion. I think all three of those things are really exciting to me, and I can't choose what I'm more excited about.
Yeah, well, that's like asking, you know, which of your kids do you like
better?
So that wasn't even fair after I asked it. I thought I shouldn't have said that. But I never thought of that, though. About it will be interesting to have from some other museums to come and do their thing that fits in there.
Yeah, so we're having everybody from the Rappahannock Regional Library, the James Monroe Museum, Washington Heritage Museums. We have the Potawatomi. We have a new living history group to us, the Scandalous Women of the Civil War Guild, who interpret enslaved individuals from different time periods, but a lot of Civil War, which is something that we typically don't do too much of at Ferry Farm, but it's important to remember that Ferry Farm does have Civil War history, so sometimes we like to interpret that a little bit. So they'll be talking about foodways and different kinds of food during that period of time, which is really exciting. We also have some experimental archaeology happening, so flint knapping, which is a really cool Native American practice that is really interesting to see. It ties into some of our archaeological discoveries and also some Native history as well. So there's just so much happening. We have the National Park Service coming, the Fredericksburg Area Museum. There's just kind of an endless list. The Masonic Lodge Number 4. If you can think of it, they're probably going to be here.
And Fossil Mania. We're doing crazy things with fossils.
Yeah, so if you love Mara's
I was going to say, this has Mara written all over it.
Are going to be really excited. You're going to get a bag to sift yourself, and you're going to find all kinds of cool things. So she's been talking about it for months, and I am so excited to see it come into play.
I guess one of the couple of things that will change, that in usually 4th of July, you use a lot of the grounds there, but there'll even be more things to stop by and see. And it sounds like as far as things on the stage, that there will be things like that going on during the day.
Yeah, so we're going to have a really, really big stage under a tent, and then we're going to have another smaller stage. So we have two stages this year that are going to be full pretty much all the time. So we have our typical programming from Enduring Freedom Honor Team. They play a lot of patriotic music. They also do some modern tunes and things. Riverside Center for the Performing Arts is going to be there. They're going to do a fun little song and, of course, dancing and all of that. We'll also have the Will Gravitt Band, which is some country, southern rock kind of music. And then we have Colonial Fair, which is one of my favorites. They do a lot of colonial music, a lot of tavern music. So that'll bring you back to the 18th century. And then also on our small stage, we have James Ingram, who is a retired interpreter from Colonial Williamsburg, who interprets free and enslaved Black individuals from that time period. And I believe he's going to be doing some interpretation of tavern life from that period. So a little bit different and super interesting, but those stages are going to be totally full all day. So no matter what time of day you come, there's always going to be something to watch and to see.
Well, and the great thing, Allison, about this is, too, it's all right there. This is usually the kind of thing, if you wanted to see, you'd have to go to various, because I know sometimes on 4th of July, I always spend the bulk of my day with you, but then as I leave, I'll go to a couple other places.
Yeah.
And this is all, it's all right there.
Yeah, and it's super easy, and we try to make it as convenient as possible. So we are doing our shuttle system again this year. If you've ever been to the event before, it's going to be the same. So you park at the Eagles Lodge parking lot on 21 Cool Springs Road. It's just around the corner from Ferry Farm. You'll park, you'll catch the trolley or the bus. It'll stop in Fredericksburg for their celebration if you're interested in stopping there, or if you want to hop on the bus from Fredericksburg if you live in the city and can walk. It'll be right in front of the visitor center. And then after that, it'll head to Ferry Farm. It'll drop you right off at the event. You'll pay your admission and you'll be good to go. So you really don't even have to worry about the hassle of driving around trying to find a parking spot. It is super easy. And then when you're ready to leave the event, we have six shuttles, so they're going to be constantly running throughout the day. You'll just hop right back on the bus and it'll take you back to the Eagles parking lot. And it is just super easy, super convenient. You don't have to worry about too much. So definitely convenient for our event and also the city.
I would guess too, with so much going on, you'll be spending more time.
Yeah, probably.
At Ferry Farm.
Probably. Plan for a couple hours because there is so much to see, so many people to talk to. You'll want to explore a little bit more probably than you usually do. So we'll have food trucks there. We have Taco Tuesday, the Codfather, Tilly's homemade ice cream, and Kona Ice. So there's plenty to eat. We'll have water available, but feel free to bring your own water as well. And it'll be a great time.
You have all these notes, and you haven't even looked at one of them.
I know.
You know all of this stuff. I just
it's
feel
ingrained
like,
in my brain. I'm like, I should be looking at my notes, but I think I've just been working on it for so long. I know. I know what's going on.
It's like it's bringing in all the other various things that you've talked about, and then also just including a lot of things that usually happen 4th of July, and even some of the events. Which reminds me some of like the Colonial Fair at Kenmore and some of the events you have at Kenmore. It's all going to be based. Much of 4th of July from 10 to 4 will be most of 4th of July. I know there are still some things going to be going on downtown in some other areas, but most of it's going to be at Ferry Farm this year.
Yeah, this is a pretty all around event.
And if you're a Will Gravitt's band fan, normally they play in D.C., and so you have to travel to see them. He's very excited to be in his hometown and sort of performing. He says he doesn't get very many opportunities to do that, and so we're very excited to have him with them with us.
The high energy with to have like his music and others there, it's going to have just a different kind of a feel to it.
Yeah, and so we've always had a sprinkling of music, but it's just going to be bigger and better this year.
10 to 4 And again, the parking, Allison, like you said, is what in the past, you know, there's just not parking there, so you'll park at the Eagles and get shuttled over.
Yeah, and we do have some handicap spots available at Ferry Farm. So if you have your handicap plates, you're welcome to park at Ferry Farm, make it convenient. But otherwise, Cool Springs Road, the Eagles parking lot, super easy, super quick and convenient.
Well, and I would think for families, this is going to be great because sometimes when you deal with these kind of special days, you kind of have to choose where we're going to go. We'll go to Ferry Farm and we can go to one other place. You're going to really be able to your kids are going to really have a different view of 4th of July with everybody in one place. You'll see so much more.
Yeah, I think our event will have a little bit of something for everything. If you're interested in music, we've got it. If you're interested in living history, we've got it. If you're interested in archaeology and seeing our archaeologists at work, we've got it. Our trades demos people will be there as usual. Our regular living history and reenactment groups, they'll be there. So we really do have something for everybody, and the whole family can enjoy playing games and going through the Washington House and doing everything we have to offer together.
And fossils. We have to give the fossils their props here, because that always is a very fun place to stop.
And, and as an archaeologist, it hurts me a little bit to be hawking.
I wonder.
Because the question we always get is like, what kind of fossils do you find? And we don't look for fossils.
Right.
So we do find fossils, but we don't, I'm the only one that gets a little bit excited about them. Everybody else is just, this is just part of the deal. But this year, crazy fossils.
The speaking of digging and that kind of stuff, you've got students, the archaeology dig going on right now as we speak at Ferry Farm.
That is correct. We started in May and will end in, I think towards the end of June. This is the year three of digging on what I'm calling the kitchen. It's a fabulous dig in a couple of ways. One is it's very visual. So when you go and you're not confused about what's happening. It looks like a big archaeology dig. Because we're opening up big areas, but then it also has a lot of complexity in it. And so it's a very interesting looking dig. And then it's a little bit confusing, which we find that, sort of makes people a little more interested because you got to pay attention to figure out what's going on. And then the stuff we're finding is just amazing. After the house, this is the best area we've excavated for Washington period artifacts. And we're finding all kinds of crazy things.
So that I know that happened last summer, and it has picked right back up this spring.
We were trying to finish last year, and we didn't because of all the rain. But so we just said, okay, let's go, and we'll just do this year, and this will be the last year, and so if you miss this year's dig, when you come back, you'll just see dirt where we put the dirt back, and you'll have to. You'll have to listen to our accounts of it instead of actually seeing it yourself.
And you're right. This is one, I've seen them all the dig spots, and this is one of the more interesting ones, just because there is so much to see.
Right, and when kids come to visit us, we let them water screen. I gave the hose to a 5-year-old, and he wiped everybody out. Last week.
Be prepared for anything.
And adults also come, and there's so much stuff in it, in the dirt. There's so many artifacts in the dirt that even adults get sort of sucked into it and start picking out stuff. And so, and that's a really unique experience. You can't go in everywhere and just go and say, I'm going to help you recover artifacts.
Right. Yeah, because usually it's just like you can't even, keep your distance, and don't get near things. And it's kind of great because it kind of fits into the house too. That the hands-on approach you can have.
It does. The philosophy of the house has been extended to the dig. And so.
Well, and there was a Facebook posting last week, I think it was last week, showing some of the things that you had already discovered. It's just fascinating to see all that stuff.
It's an amazing collection of stuff. It's all from when the Washingtons first arrived at Ferry Farm. This kitchen goes up in 28 before the Washingtons are there, but burns in the 1740s, early 1740s, right around the time Augusta Washington is dying. And so it's like a chance to find some of his artifacts. And he moves so often that it's hard to sort of say this is the place we go for Augusta Washington, who's George's dad. But we actually have artifacts that go to him. There's a tobacco pipes that have the symbol, the shield of the ironmongers, one of the big trade, I guess it's a fraternity in England, in London. And it has two salamanders on the top of it. That's what gives it away. And they've only been found at three sites in America: Pope's Creek, George's birthplace, Mount Vernon, and now Ferry Farm. And so this is Augustine Washington's personal calling card that he's leaving at all the sites that he lived at.
And so, how interesting is that?
And so we're super excited about that.
So is it going to be hard for you to cover this site out and move on? Or as an archaeologist, do you after a while, you just, we've got to move on?
No, it's easy. It's easy to move on.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. I was expecting this is going to be difficult.
No, there's always, the next place you go is going to be great. And so you just have to trust the process and trust the site. And I'm all in on the site.
Clearly. Well, this one for the last couple of years has been exciting to do. So like you say, you never know.
Right. So there should be 10 outbuildings. I think we've found like six of them. So we still have four more outbuildings. Okay. There's a garden to go. There's an orchard to go. Lots and lots of things to find.
I was really expecting that this is going to be tough. No,
Let's go.
Bring the dirt in and let's move on.
Move on.
Ferry Farm is always giving as an archaeological site, so I think there's always more to explore and more to find out. And it's always like what's behind the next door. So I'm excited for them to do something else and move forward as well.
And this thing is hard. I mean, it's mentally and physically taxing, and so.
Yeah, because I know you spent the last 2 years talking about you think this.
Right, and the things I was saying last summer, I don't say so much anymore.
Interesting.
It's my views have changed.
Yeah.
When new information comes in, it evolves. It helps my thinking evolve, and then the other thing we do is we bring in like experts in a bunch of fields that come in and sort of pick at what we're saying, and they were really picking hard. They did not like what I was saying last summer, and so I was like, okay. And we're getting more data in. We've sent a piece of specialized building material to New York to be analyzed. The guy we sent it to said. He said, unless it's decorative, there's no such thing as pink plaster in America. And so we sent it to him, and he said, okay, so there's one place in America that has pink plaster. And so we sent him like 10 different samples, but he's really expensive. So we said, okay, do one sample, and then you do well.
Yeah.
We'll go on.
Ferry Farm is our focus this morning with Dave Morocco and Allison Burgess. 4th of July is going to be a big, big day at Ferry Farm, 10 to 4. On the 4th, kenmore.org for information. We're going to return and talk more about everything to expect at Ferry Farm on 4th of July. And we'll talk about some events coming up in the next few weeks in the summer at both Kenmore and Ferry Farm. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:31.
From the Fredericksburg FreePress.com studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. Miss a part of the show? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, back to your host, Ted Schubel.
Allison Burgess and Dave Marakian this morning as we talk 4th of July at Ferry Farm and events going on also at Kenmore, too. Kenmore.org, the website that has all kinds of information. Facebook, too, a great source of things. This is a busy, busy, busy time, Allison. This weekend you've got, this is the last Macbeth weekend.
Yeah, so our super exciting Shakespeare on the Lawn program that's been going on for, I think this is its 23rd season. We have once again partnered with Fredericksburg Theater Ensemble, and we are producing Macbeth this year. So this is the first tragedy that we've done in a while. So if you're familiar with our Shakespeare on the Lawn program for the last probably 5 or 6 years, we've been doing comedies, but this is the first tragedy we've done in a while. So it's a little bit of a different tone, but it is definitely still tried and true to what Shakespeare on the Lawn is all about. So get together with your friends, your family, bring a picnic dinner, just enjoy the beautiful summer atmosphere at Kenmore. We had beautiful weather last weekend, and we're looking at another beautiful weekend for this coming weekend for our closing two shows on Saturday and Sunday. So we're looking forward to another great weekend and having another wonderful two audiences.
It's interesting because I like the way you worded that, because it's Shakespeare, but it's a little bit different, and they've been able to do different things when you're doing comedies. This is a little bit different, like
yeah,
you say.
Yeah, so Macbeth this year, they've decided to theme in kind of a film noir way. So it's set in the 1950s in New York, but there's a lot of musical elements. There's a lot of dancing. Okay. And it's very, I don't want to use the word theatrical because obviously it's theater, but it is very well thought out, and the way that they're producing it and directing it is just beautifully done. And it's a different take on Macbeth and the story that a lot of people know and love.
Yeah, no, they always take different take, but this will be fun.
Yeah, it is a great show.
And it's supposed to be another dry weekend, so.
Yes.
But I won't talk about it too much, because then when it is, isn't, then that's when I will hear, don't ever bring it up again. So that is, so did you should get tickets in advance for that?
Yes, you can get tickets in advance on our website, kenmore.org/events. But you can also purchase at the gate if you just want to walk up and buy your tickets there. It's $20 for adults, $10 for students, and anybody under the age of 6 is free.
We didn't talk about this with 4th of July. Can you get tickets in advance for 4th of July?
You cannot. Since admission is very low, we just do on-site admission.
Okay.
Admission is $3 for anybody above the age of 3. So it'll still be pretty inexpensive for the whole
family.
For all the things that we have going on. But, yeah.
I've got everything written down as far as some events, but you probably, I may have missed some, but it was Family Archaeology Day I had next, and that's what, June 26th?
26th, yes. Family Archaeology Day is kind of a spinoff of our I Dig George field trip program. It's a program that involves the whole family, so a great opportunity to get out of the house for the summer and learn a little bit about what we do at Ferry Farm. So you'll be able to learn about the toolkit that our archaeologists use. And then do some digging and then go through the house and see how we were able to recreate the house using that archaeology.
Betty's birthday bash is June 20th. I guess that's at Kenmore.
Yes, that is at Kenmore. It's a fun little birthday party for Betty. And this year, I'm also going to be doing some women's history tours as well. We previewed those in March, and so we're doing two of those throughout the day. You can see the times and everything on our website. So it'll focus on Betty and the other women that lived and worked at Kenmore.
Okay, so that is June the 20th. Mini mornings at the museum. That's That's a Ferry Farm event, and that's in July, I think.
Yes, July 9th, I believe. We have a mini mornings right after 4th of July, and we're focusing on our garden, and that is really fun and exciting to have your preschoolers. I think we say ages 3 to 6 is probably our target range for that program. So it's an introduction to our museum spaces for young learners, get them involved in history, in nature, in science, in whatever the topic is at a young age, and get them kind of used to being in a museum space and just learning a little bit more about these different topics. Get them out of the house. It'll be summer, so
yeah.
If you just need to get out of the house for an hour, this is a quick program. We do story time, we do some exploration, and then we also do a craft as well. So it is a really fun little quick and easy event for the younger learners.
I didn't write it down when it is, but American Revolution Camp. I know that, and that's always really really popular.
Yes. So that is July 13th through 17th, I believe. And we're still taking registration for that. Registration will end 2 weeks before the camp. So I believe it's the end of June that registration closes. So you still have a little bit of time left. But this camp is really, really fun. We alternate days between Ferry Farm and Kenmore. So your student, your camper will get to experience both sites and what those sites have to offer. And we talk a lot about the different phases of the revolution, what the colonists were thinking, what they were going through. So, you know, why they chose independence instead of just going along with the British rule. And then all the phases of the revolution. We talk about sailors, we talk about soldiers, we talk about women. We talk about all the different elements of the revolution in depth with this week-long camp. And we do a lot of interactive hands-on activities. We're probably going to do some cooking this year. We like to get our campers as involved as possible and as hands-on as possible with these camps. So there's still time to sign up. And it is a really great learning experience for any student who is interested in the American Revolution. And we usually say for our camps, the age is good for 8 to 12-year-olds.
Okay. And especially with this being the 250th anniversary, if you don't send your kids to American Revolution camp, you're almost a bad parent.
Yeah, you gotta send them.
Right. I mean, this is it. I mean, you check a lot of boxes, and you get them, and they'll have memories and all that kind of stuff. So American Revolution camp, check out that. Did I miss anything as far as summer events?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Those are the big ones.
Again, go to kenmore.org, and you can go events, and it will give you all the events to do what you're doing for 4th of July. I know you have to have, I mean, there's a lot of sponsors that make something like this happen.
Mm-hmm. So we have a lot of great supporters for this program. A few of them are Herschler, Davenport, Kiter, Gemini 3 Group. We also have support from Tour Stafford, Visit Fredericksburg, the Fredericksburg Museum Council. And then we have other supporters in the communities, like businesses who donate to us. So Wegmans, Target, Chick-fil-A, Celebrate Virginia. All of those people help make our program possible by providing us with funding, providing us with donations of water and food and things to keep our volunteers and our guests happy and comfortable throughout the day. So thank you to everybody who supports 4th of July and this huge 250th celebration.
But hopefully people will come and we'll see a lot of this up close and want to come back to Ferry Farm and some of these other places.
Yeah, so Ferry Farm, we do have tours of the Washington House throughout the day at 4th of July, but you don't get the full experience. You're getting an abbreviated tour. So if you've never seen the house, it's a really good opportunity to see it for that $3 admission fee. But if you find you're really, really interested in some of the stories that our interpreters are breezing by, you should definitely come back, visit when you have friends and family in town, and find out the full story of the Washington House. So you definitely want to come back and see the house and see our other fun events throughout the year too.
Well, and Davis, we've talked about archaeology. You'll also get to see, you'll get to see that up close, walk by the pit there.
Yeah, so the dig is ongoing, the screens are ongoing, and then the, you know, the nerd corner of fairy of the fourth yeah. celebration is over by us, and we also will have fossils. We'll have a guy that's sort of making stone tools, and then we'll have artifacts. And so we're the cool kids at 4th of July, our little corner, and so I'm just saying, you want to hang out with us.
Well, and I think, other than the COVID year, and I remember standing outside the gate and taking a picture yes. on 4th of July. I've been there every 4th of July, and I just...
Well, even that one you went to.
I did, but I couldn't go in. I just remember just thinking, oh, it just doesn't seem right. But 4th of July at Fairy Farm has become such a tradition.
I was going to mention, you're such a big celebrity and part of Fairy Farm that you now have a dedicated parking spot.
I do. I was going to ask you off air, with all these other people there, am I going to still be able to park in my little area?
Yes, yes.
We'll put you on the list.
Right, we'll put you on the special list.
I have such fond memories of some of those early days, because we used to do this show.
I remember.
An hour show out there. And it was fun for everybody. I think I'm sorry that we haven't been able technically to pull that kind of thing off, because we had people, you had it all lined up and people came and we talked and those were the days before there was a house there. But even without the house, people came to Fairy Farm. Yes, which just shows you the power of that site.
Right, and the power of George Washington.
Yeah. Yeah, there's all that thing, and there's so much going to be going on. But really, for this area, this is the doesn't even bigger than 4th of July at Fairy Farm this year. And you've all have been telling me that, and it really was. It's really been about the last 6 weeks that I have realized. You know what? I didn't believe you, but I just didn't understand the scope.
So. Well, I think anybody that comes is going to have a really good time.
We're going to take one final break and come back and again talk about what you'll see and what to expect 4th of July at Fairy Farm this year. Americana 4th of July, 10 to 4 on July 4th, on Saturday the 4th. Dave Maracca is here. Allison Burgess is here. We'll conclude when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
It's the only local talk show in Fredericksburg. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. Subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite streaming platform to hear Town Talk anytime, 24/7, 365. And now, Ted Schubel.
Dave Maracca and Allison Burgess here this morning from Fairy Farm. I asked Allison what her favorite thing was for 4th of July. Do you have a favorite thing, Dave?
So the thing I'm, of course there is the cool kid corner.
We take archaeology away from that.
But if you take away, that corner, I'm very excited to see James Ingram perform.
Okay.
He's a master storyteller and high energy and talks about things that nobody else talks about. And so it's just great to have him on site, and it'll be the first time he was in our introductory video for Kenmore, talking as a sort of a talking head for a scholarly, and this is going to be much more wide open sort of interpretation, and we're just thrilled to get him.
That's interesting. Yeah, that's, and this whole day is going to be, Allison, it just sounds, as you guys have talked, it is going to be much different, because it's not just the George Washington Foundation on 4th of July. It's going to be everybody from around all the historic sites around here.
Yeah, and I think it's important to include other perspectives, include other stories. We're going to be having all these different organizations doing different activities to include the whole family, get everybody involved, telling their stories. And it's just going to be a really a culmination of what Fredericksburg and Fredericksburg 250 and Stafford County 250 is all about. So you're gonna get a lot of different perspectives and learn a lot of things along the way at this event.
Get there early and plan on staying for a while,
mm-hmm.
because there's all kinds of things. Are you doing a flag retirement like you usually do?
So it'll be slightly different than it normally is, but yes, okay. We're doing one. We're excited to do that.
And that's at 11 a.m.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's a little bit earlier than it usually is. But mm-hmm. it's going to be a full day at Ferry Farm, starting at 10, going until 4 o'clock. Plan on taking a shuttle over from the Eagles, and I guess in the past you've run shuttles downtown. Are they still doing that kind of thing?
Yes. So the main parking is going to be at the Eagles lot, but we will have stops downtown Fredericksburg in front of the new visitor center on Caroline Street, and then it'll run to Ferry Farm, and it'll do the loop between those three stops all day.
Be a long day for all of you, and this is just on the 4th. This is not going to be.
Right.
This is not
That's
a 2-day thing. This is mm-hmm. for the 4th of July.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah.
Yes, at the end of the day, we go home and lie down.
No fireworks for
no
us.
No fireworks.
For a long, long time. And if you haven't seen the house, and Allison mentioned it, you won't see the it's not the full tour if you come on a regular time, but you'll get a chance to see the house. There's nothing like going through that house.
Yeah, it's a very unique experience, and we tend to kind of open the windows and the doors when we can during 4th of July, so you can get a really good sense of what the house felt like in the summertime. Opening all those doors and windows gives you like a kind of different sensory experience that you don't get at other museums. So it's a really great opportunity to get a feel for what the house really was like during the Washington period.
Yeah, because you never thought of that. You don't open things up.
Yeah.
At other museums.
Everything keeps is shut up tight.
Keeping
humidity. I was going to use the word sealed.
Sealed, yeah. Keeping humidity and temperatures very regulated, especially things, places like Kenmore is super important for the antiques. But everything's a reproduction, so we can let as much heat and humidity in as we kind of feel like.
Well, this is really exciting because you see the VA 250 logos everywhere, and you see people with the passports and those kinds of things, and so this is really an exciting thing, to have you guys kind of the center of it for 4th of July, and especially the 4th of July, such a big deal is being made everywhere, and it's going to be right here in South Stafford.
Yeah, don't have to travel very far.
So there's no I-95 involved.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
If you're in town, you can avoid I-95 on a terrible day and just come and have a great time with us.
Everybody who's anybody involved historically around here just about is involved on 4th of July at Ferry Farm. So you'll get really a good if it's what you've come to accept. 4th of July, what you usually do is so comprehensive. This is even way more comprehensive.
Yeah, you'll get a taste of a little bit of everything.
Getting everybody ready, I'm sure, has been just to get all of these pieces and to have maps, and you've got that color coded. You've got those color. I don't even know what those colors mean, but
yeah, the program development record, especially for this event. We do them for all events, but this event specifically it's our lifeline. Everything is in this document in front of me.
So 4th of July, I guess you just walk around with your clipboard and make sure everything runs, Allison?
Yeah, me and the manager of public programs, Emily Hilbert, we are just rocking and rolling on 4th of July. We have our radios, we're back and forth. The whole education staff is incredible. Most of our staff has done this event before, so we know how it works. It's going to be a tough one this year, just with all the moving pieces, but it is such a joy. joy to be out there and to see all the smiling faces and families out at Ferry Farm is just so special. So it's a hard day for us, but this is why we do it.
Kenmore.org, the website to get all kinds of information. Dave Morocco and Allison Burgess, happy 4th of July. Thanks for what you guys do, and we'll see you soon. Thank you.
Thank you.
That is it. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite streaming platform. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.